One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening, in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. You know what? The sun never sets upon the Sports Byline USA broadcast network, because we are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network, listening on the Voice today. And if you are in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. I come from a military family. But even if you don't, I think we all appreciate what the military does for us, all volunteer professional armed services, which protect us and allow us to do this for Volume Earth. So once again, keep up the good work. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. Also, we are on some apropos applications like the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can get us that way. Online, sportsbyline.com. My email address is rick@sportsbyline.com, which is important for two reasons. Number one, if you want to email me, and that's the email address you'll use to win the free game I give away at 40 after the hour, about a half hour from now. Also, questions, comments, or concerns, and for the video game cheat code at the end of the show, just request that, and we do that right at the end. It's usually for an older game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on SBNationLive.com. And SiriusXM 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. And where are my truckers at? Did you have a CB radio? I had one. Breaker. I had a quarter wave antenna on my roof. That was a long time ago. Wasn't in your sim. I didn't have a sim. But proud to be on SiriusXM. Also CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. Your cable provider, 35 million homes. So what this is, on all these sports talk networks I just mentioned, it's 1 hour all week where we get to talk about video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. And I go way back playing video games. And whether you consider yourself a newbie or a hardcore gamer, anywhere in between, let's talk about it. I'm going to tell you the new releases this week, what's coming out. As I mentioned, I'll give a game away 40 after. And your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk video games. We have about 51 minutes to get her done, so come on back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What is going on with you? It's the Video Game Review, and would love to hear from you. Anything going on in your video game world? Very interesting today, over the years, of course, and me being privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. We know how much video games have helped in training and how much they also can be a little piece of home, a little slice of nostalgia when you're overseas, and a good way to relieve stress. I mean, we use it to relieve stress here, so I can imagine people in harm's way doing the same thing when they get a minute to even breathe. But MITRE, M-I-T-R-E, a nonprofit national security company has opened registration for its esports tournament, which they call Game X Mission Generation Under Attack, and it is working with the Air Force to help the service, quote, better understand mission logistics choices and prioritization while under attack, end quote. So participants in this esport tournament will play the game Drone Guardians, which is a mix of first-person shooter, strategy, and puzzle that requires teams of five to defend a deployed location, and you still have to launch fighter aircraft missions as well. So it kind of sounds like a missile command where you're guarding your base, and then you got to scramble some fighters as well. And that won't be easy because some F-35s that you'll be launching to fight the enemy as well. But attacks on your team will be multi-domain, which means they could come from land, air, sea, space, or cyberspace, or all at once. And so your team has to decide which is more important while balancing base defense with sortie generation. Or exit en français. just as an aside, this summer I was in Cheyenne, and about a half hour north of Cheyenne is just this innocuous little house on the side of the road, and you go down, and it was one of the old missile launch sites. Like at the beginning of War Games, where two guys had to turn the keys at the same time, and I got a tour down there. It's absolutely fascinating. If you get a chance to go, that's by Francis Air Force Base. But with this game, if you're wondering how fighting fake battles against a fictional enemy would help, what they're doing is they're trying to gather data for what they call human in the loop, which means that this game will help the Air Force build and test algorithms for machine learning that would help the U.S. Air Force Installation and Missile Support Center keep real air bases supplied, happy, and alive, which are very important, of course, to the airmen and guardians who run them. But I'm sure it probably makes you think, would they then go to AI? That would probably be a bad idea. Let AI decide whether to launch real ordnance or not. But the Vice President of Air and Space Forces for MITRE, Elihu Neewood, says, even without adversary intervention, military logistics networks can be brittle and chaotic while also having single points of failure, creating ripe opportunities for attacks. Plus, as the military plans and carries out the movement, supply, and maintenance of its forces, they could easily already be under attack in the next global conflict. Game X uses both military and civilian participants to test which logistic decisions will best enable the mission. Yeah. And it makes sense, obviously. The single points of failure, that's a saying that they use at NASA too, meaning that, like the James Webb telescope, if this doesn't happen, the telescope is scrapped. But there's 100 other things after that. Yeah, but a single point of failure means if that doesn't happen, all the other stages are just moot because it's already failed. So this wouldn't be the first time, obviously, as I mentioned, the U.S. has used, military has used video games to prep, because the in 1993, 30 years ago, the Army used a Super Nintendo specially designed to gauge its soldiers' marksmanship. It was called Multi-Purpose Arcade Combat Simulator, or MAX. I always love the acronyms they have in the military. Like, they're not eyeglasses, they're TODs, tactical optical devices. Where are your TODs? Police that mustache. It features targets used on any military range, and it taught soldiers how to zero their weapon in. And then Raytheon, a few years after that, they created a VR combat simulator that could track the soldier's whole body movement. And that's when these gaming companies got involved in a lot of the training. And by 2004, THQ created Full Spectrum Warrior, which was released to the public. And the Army's version of the game could be unlocked using a code. The most famous example of video game training is probably the America's Army. That was the award-winning first-person shooter back in 2002. That was on a PC, Xbox, and you could get a mobile version as well. But these games were used mostly for recruitment and training. But as the old saying goes, you know, logistics wins wars. Or as Napoleon would say, an army travels on its stomach. They're crawling on the ground. Now that means you got to feed them up. Players entering the GameX eSport tournament will be helping the Air Force logistics readiness by using skills that only gameplay can provide, and on top of potentially securing America's future and the lives of those who serve and our allies. If you win, you get $1,000, and they'll do it every day, plus door prizes. And you have to be 18 years old to enter, and you can register at the GameX eSports tournament site. And the first one will be next weekend in Sumter, South Carolina at Shaw Air Force Base. Then there'll be two more, October 13th and 14th at MITRE headquarters in McLean, Virginia. And MITRE regional office in San Antonio will have it the week after that, October 20 to 21st. And listen, I had a great uncle. What was so great about him? No, he was my dad's uncle. And in World War II, he was from the Bay Area, like me, and they sent him down in the U.S. Army Air Corps, for it was technically Air Force, and tried to teach him to be a bombardier in a flying fortress. And he was so nails. He was so good. They're like, we're not sending you overseas. And he's like, why not? I'm really good at this. And they go, because you have to stay here and train other people your skills. So that's one of those great things where you don't have to go to combat, but yet you're not labeled a coward. You know, back in those days, everybody's like, I got to go. But they kept him home because they said, we don't want you to go there and get blown up your first day. You, whatever skills you have to teach other people how to be a bombardier. He was just that much of a natural at it. And it's kind of the same thing we got going on right now, except this time it's more about decision making and, as I said, prioritizing. You know, and you think about it, what would be the most important thing? And maybe it would be the cyber attack. Like, if nothing works, you might have to solve that one first. It's very interesting. And of course, the video games to the rescue, as usual. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on all of these networks, especially Sports Byline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network. Come on in and get heard, wherever you might happen to be listening. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. Which one is it? You have to wait to check it out. And the way you win it, you just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will have it. One thing, as I said, you know, that the moral of the story, if you want, ESOP, is that video games are helping our military. And I always try to get video games back, or backs. And I hate it when politicians just blame video games like they used to blame rock and roll or R-rated movies or cigarettes or whatever. He's like, that's the problem. It's the video games. Ted Cruz pulled that out after Uvalde. He blamed video games. Just an easy scapegoat. Instead of the real systemic problems, which we can discuss at another time. But I was very disappointed in June when someone who's not an elderly man and a guy who used to talk about how great video games were was the French president, Macron, Emmanuel Macron. Now, I don't stay awake at night worrying about French politicians, but I just thought it was lame that he was blaming a lot of the violence in France over video games. Well, guess what? He's changed his tune, folks. He has extended an olive branch after previously linking some of those riots to video games. And so, as he called it at the time in June, that rioters have been intoxicated, that was the word by that. And some of those comments not just dismayed your humble host here, but in Japan, Katsuhiro Harada, the game director, tweeted that blaming something is a great way to escape the burden of responsibility. Yes. And so Macron started with a unusually lengthy post this weekend with a mea culpa, it's Latin for saying, my bad, saying, I startled gamers. And then he thought to, clarified his thinking and started showering video gamers and the industry with praise. He said, video games are an integral part of France. I expressed my concerns at the end of June because delinquents had used video game habits to trivialize the violence on social networks. It is this violence that I condemn, not the video games. All right, well, good to hear. Now, of course, that was because of the very tragic case of a 17-year-old kid born in North Africa and was stopped by two officers on motorcycles, and they shot and killed him. It was horrible. Nahal Merzouk was his name. And of course, from Nanterre, which is a Paris suburb, there were a lot of violent protests that quickly spread, and then they morphed into generalized. And I can tell you from working in San Francisco for decades that whatever the protest is, whether it's something you agree with or not, there'll probably be about 30 people that actually care, and then the ne'er-do-wells come out and start breaking stuff that don't even know what the protest is about. It happens. And so Macron started castigating video games and talking what he said a considerable role in the unrest. The quote was, among the youngest rioters, This leads to a sort of escape from their reality. We sometimes have the feeling that some of them are living out on the streets the video games that have intoxicated them. And so the one he just put out, his latest post, he said, "I have always considered that video games are an opportunity for France, for our youth and its future, for our jobs and our economy." He said the video game industry, quote, "inspires, makes people dream, makes them grow." And he said, "Video gamers, you can count on me." All right. Well, look, it takes a big man to admit he made a mistake. Now, some of you are probably saying, which big money person got to him and told him to shut up and go the other way around? I don't know. But I thought it was, as I said, it doesn't bother me one way or another, French politics, more or less. But on the other hand, I think it's good, because I was rather surprised that someone who is under 50 and who is supposed to be part of, the progressive new technologies, I don't know however you want to put it, would blame video games like somebody who was, 90 years old. Another thing to update you with, that's the way you say it, is that with SAG-AFTRA, careful, Rick, whenever I interview any actor now, which I do in my Monday through Friday 9 to noon show, which you can also hear on Sports Byline, sneaking some sports talk into that as well, they always say, "Don't mention the strike." It's like if you say the strike, it's like the Knights who say, "Knee, knee, he said it again, he said it." But Fran Drescher, the nanny, she said today, because she's the SAG-AFTRA president, she says, "Right now is the time to show our solidarity to urge members to strike against the video game industry." Now, this guild has already been on strike since July 14th, and that's the film and TV industries, but they could go on strike against all gaming companies at any time after September 25th, when the vote on strike authorization ends. And the only strike that happened before lasted about half a year. It was sort of the tail end of 2016 going into 2017. And there was a new video that Drescher put out, and she says that voting for a strike authorization doesn't necessarily mean there will be a strike, but rather it authorizes the board to call a strike if needed. She said it's been nearly a year since SAG-AFTRA began negotiating the interactive media agreement with video game companies. Despite many multi-day bargaining sessions, the companies are refusing to meet our members' needs in vital areas. So, two of the main sticking points in this ongoing film and TV strike, wages and AI, are common to the threatened strike against video game companies as well. And to keep up with inflation, SAG-AFTRA is seeking the same pay rises for both contracts, 11% in the first year, 4% in the second and third years, and says that the unregulated use of AI poses an equal or even greater threat to performers in the video game industry than it does in film and television, which I understand. But video game companies say they want a fair contract that reflects the important contributions of SAG-AFTRA represented performers in an industry that delivers world-class entertainment to billions of players around the world. We are negotiating in good faith and hope to reach a mutually beneficial deal as soon as possible. And that would be good. I think, there are some people who think if there's a strike, they're automatically on the side of the people who strike. That's because usually the people against whom they are striking are the ones with the cash. I really don't have a dog in the fight. I really don't care one way or the other, because I have not educated myself enough on the situation where I'm just going to blindly pick a side. But I would like the strike to end. That would be nice. But on the other hand, I think about video game companies. I have never bought a game because a famous actor or actress voiced it. And I have interviewed tons of people who have had their voices in video games. And I'm jealous that I have not yet. My buddy, who I used to work with, Damon Bruce, got his in the video game The Bigs. And there's not many times in my life I have been jealous in my career. I'm jealous of that, that he got his voice in a video game, because I would love to do that. But I've never, like, you know, when Bethesda got Liam Neeson for the Fallout 3, and it's like, that sounds like Liam Neeson, but I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Liam Neeson. I've told the story before, but I remember at back in the day, I don't know, like 10 years ago, at the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco, Pete Hines from Bethesda, he took me and a couple other reviewers and took us to the hotel suite and showed us this dungeon crawler, which amounted to nothing, basically. But it was a man and a woman, and the man's voice, the character, was very strong. The woman's voice was very strong. And he said, by the way, these are placeholders. We're going to get famous actors for these. And I felt like saying, save your money. We're going to play this game if it's fun. We're not going to play like, oh, it's Scarlett Johansson and Brad Pitt? Oh, I'm buying it. I mean, I guess there are people who think like that. I'll play a game on one criterion, if it's fun. And these voices were fine. Like, save your money. But then again, you know, marketing, it's not my bag.
That's not my bag, baby.
You put those names on the box and maybe they move. I guess they do move. All right. I have to move, segue, to a break. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back and give the game away right here on the Video Game Review.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Rise with your game.
Hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. And it's like I said, so foreign lands. We are here for you. 1-800-878-7529. 7529. It's time to give the game away. This game is very interesting. It's called Ad Infinitum, and it is developed by Strix Lab and Hecate, published by Nacon. It is available for the Xbox Series X and S, the PC, and the PS5. I have it here with the PS5. And the content rating is rating pending. Here's the summary. Ad Infinitum is an atmospheric single-player horror game which puts you into a World War I setting seen through a first-person perspective. You find yourself in the trenches of a forlorn battlefield where you are being hunted by vicious creatures. And if you bought a game on a box, this is pretty good because it's got like a German helmet inside a screaming skull. It's very, very, what do you say, gripping. And it is very creepy. I got a chance to demo it. I didn't play it. My question is, World War I basically started with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand on June 28th, 1914. Yes or no? Email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, June 28th, 1914, the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand basically started the wheels turning for World War I. Yay or nay?
Well, Rick, actually, the socioeconomic ramifications of the end of the Franco-Prussian War, the War of 1870, facilitated a need for a geo-economic European...
Whatever, just send them to... rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will get Ad Infinitum, a 1-800-878-PLAY. I also saw this in the news, and it was very disturbing. I just wanted to relay it to you, and this happened since last we spoke. I think it was on Thursday, that the video game software giant Unity had canceled an upcoming town hall over a controversial pricing decision and cited death threats at two offices. This is from Bloomberg. And look, Unity always does all of us up at the Game Developers Conference, and I'm talking about free t-shirts, popcorn, and beer. Yes, they have movie theater, like the real stuff, poppin', and beer. And they make great game engines. So that's not good. I don't think a death threat is good anyway, shape, or form. But it is the foundation to tens of thousands of video game projects. And apparently it will charge developers 20 cents every time a game with their engine is downloading, starting with the new year, January 1st. Okay. And that change has garnered massive criticism from developers and gamers who think these fees will bankrupt small developers and then also make the free-to-play titles unplayable, just unprofitable whatsoever. And so the company, according to Bloomberg, was made aware of a potential threat to some of our offices, quote unquote, and has taken immediate and proactive measures to ensure the safety of our employees. Could you imagine how insane you are if you're a company and it's like, we're going to charge you 20 cents. Oh yeah, well, I'm going to kill everybody over there. Yeah, that makes sense. Not. That's really scary. And so the town hall, they were going to discuss, it was going to happen on Thursday morning. And the two offices that were under threat were right here in San Francisco and in Austin. And so they are supposed to reopen on Monday, but they remained closed Friday and through the weekend. And the 20-cent charge was initially believed to apply to any install of any game with Unity software, including pirated copies, and reinstalls from users who have already played the game before, but the company has clarified that this is not the case. But then again, 20 cents? I mean, is it free? No, but it's two dimes. Remember, when you start asking people for even 20 cents, they're like, wait, what? I remember I had a famous MMA fighter come in. This is, I was on actually Fox National Television to interview him and the guy he was fighting. And during the break, he's like, hey, I like your rejoin. How'd you get that? I go, oh, it was an app. It was an auto-tune app. He goes, really? How much did it cost? I said, a dollar. He's like, forget it. I'm like, really, a dollar's too much? He goes, I pay enough as is. I'm not giving him one more red cent. I'm like, all right. The Giants, before Bob Lurie sold them to Tampa Bay, and then they were saved out here. They had this thing in Santa Clara County where they said all residents must pay $1 per household one time. Went down in flames. No way. Every household, $1 to have a major league team? Nope. Nope. No $1. So in a social media thread following the backlash, Unity clarified that the fees would only apply to those who have found a substantial scale in downloads and revenue and have reached both our install and revenue thresholds. And they go, well, how many is that? And they're like, more than 90% of all of you will not be infected or affected. And they said, reinstalls, pirated, forget about that. That's not going to happen either. And so you look at another company that takes care of us at the GDC, Epic Games, which is a rival to the Unreal Engine. Or I should say, they make the Unreal Engine and they are rivals. They have charged similar fees for a long time. And those kind of fees usually equal out to more than $1 million. And exempting the smallest hobbyists and game entrepreneurs, both software programs are free to use and feature assets and tools that can be purchased. So some developers have announced after this that they just may avoid using Unity engine in the future and opt for Unreal. That's Unreal, man. That's why it's called that. And so there's an indie developer called Agro Crab Games. And I saw their quote in Bloomberg, so I'm going to read it to you here. This decision puts us and countless other studios in a position where we might not be able to justify using Unity for our future titles. If these changes aren't rolled back, we'll be heavily considering abandoning our wealth of Unity experience we've accumulated over the years and starting from scratch in a new engine, which is something we'd rather not do. So, I mean, if you think about it, when I first saw it, I thought, 20%. That's outrageous. And I thought, oh, no, 20 cents. All right, well, let's say it's 20 cents and you're going to move 10,000 games. What is that equal to? It's equal to $2,000 now. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like it's horrific, but I can understand. People, they don't like paying. They don't. And also, I don't want to get deep into it, but I saw a review in England about Starfield, and I thought it was very interesting because it was from metro.co.uk. And it basically said, Starfield proves there is something very wrong with video game reviews. And I sort of mentioned that last week, even though I haven't played it yet, is that the biggest complaint on IGN, the guy who wrote it, was that I've played for, you know, 70 hours and I haven't even got to the big stuff yet. I'm like, isn't that a compliment to how big it is? And he's like, well, you know, are you bored out of your mind on those 70 hours? It just depends on how you want to look at it. But, you know, there are a lot of people that will look at a review and just say, yeah, that's fine. I could not care less what Rotten Tomatoes or any of these things say. It's just everybody has their own taste, right? Okay, I think that's what I'm trying to say. 1-800-870-PLAY. Let's look at the new releases this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Gloomhaven. This is on the X and the S, the Switch and the 5. Paperman Adventure Delivered. Very cartoony. It's on all the systems. And when I say that, that's the PC, the Xbox One, X and S, the 4 and the 5, and the Nintendo Switch. Spirited Thief on the PC. Ugly makes its way to the Nintendo Switch. Bit Trip Rerunner is a PC game, and it looks very 4-bit, and I'm cool with nostalgic games and the little bleeps and bloops musically. Broken Edge, the PS5. Lies of P. It's on the big systems except a Switch. Hellsweeper, PC and PS5. That's a VR game. Moonstone Island on the PC. It's that kind of a cartoony little kid on a plane. Party Animals. And this is actually Animals. It's not frat boys. Sorry, Bert Kreischer. The X and the S, the 1 and the PC. Witchfire. Looks very scary if you want to judge a book by its cover or a game. That's on the PC, as is Astria, Six-Sided Oracles. Days of Doom is on all the systems. Evolvings. It's very cartoony looking on the PC and the Switch. Mon Nu, Defeat Monsters and Gain Strong Weapons. Very anime looking for the Switch, the PC, and the PS5. Payday 3, for those of you big fans of the series, that's going to be on the PC, the X and the S, and the PS5. And also Resident Evil 4, Separate Ways on all the systems except the Switch. We'll have Rin, the Last Child, on the PC, the 1, the Switch, and the 4. Super Adventure Hand, yes, on the PC and the Switch. And finally, Warhaven, which will be on the PC. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back right here with the cheat code.
Hey,
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and it's the end of the show, and this is our customary time where I give out a cheat code, a request from someone. Send your request in an email form. That'd be electronic mail. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the address. This one comes from Mark. Mark writes in from Taos, New Mexico. Says, Rick, in Defender on the PS2, how do you become the tank? I think what you're getting at here, Mark, in that game, if you see a tank and pick it up, and as long as you're holding it, it will act like a rotating turret and fire on any enemy that gets into range. It's sort of like how you can pick up those little things that look like APCs that have lightning. You pick them up, and they cannot repair themselves, but if you're holding it, it'll repair you. So, yes, pick up the tank. It will, as I said, act like a rotating turret and fire on any enemy. So you're not becoming the tank. You're giving the tank a little free ride, and he's helping you out. How about that? Thank you for writing in. And questions, comments, or concerns, as I'm about to return you folks to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk until we meet again. You can email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, any video game question, comment, or concern. Thanks for tuning in, and we will do it next right here on the Video Game Review.